The Israeli military says it's conducting extensive airstrikes and Hezbollah targets in Lebanon as cross-border attacks between the two sides continues to escalate. Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari said the strikes were launched after identifying an intention from Hezbollah to fire on Israel. He said Hezbollah has stashed weapons, including cruise missiles, in houses and buildings in southern Lebanon, and called on locals to stay away from these sites. Hezbollah and Israel exchanged heavy fire over the weekend as the Lebanese militant group sent rockets deep into northern Israeli territory after facing intense bombardment. A member of the Lebanese parliament, Ibrahim Mayanme, accused Israel of not taking enough precautions to protect civilians.
Israel is starting to disregard the civilian casualties and targeting civilians, like the strike that happened two or three days ago when they demolished the whole building because there were some Hezbollah leaders meeting there and tens of civilians were killed in that attack. We're seeing more and more of this.
In New York, world leaders are meeting at the United Nations with the conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine set to dominate diplomatic discussions. The President, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and the Minister for the Environment are there for a series of meetings. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Today, the Taoiseach is holding a business meeting with Sam Altman, the chief executive of leading artificial intelligence company OpenAI. He's taking part in a Save the Children event called Shattered Futures in the Occupied Territories, along with Queen Rania of Jordan and the Prime Ministers of Slovenia and Belgium. The Taoiseach has met with EU and Middle Eastern leaders and will today take part in an event on the inclusion of women in the future of Afghanistan. Both leaders spoke out in support of the president in his dispute with the Israeli embassy in Dublin over his letter to the new Iranian president. The Minister for the Environment is taking part in a debate on financing the transition away from oil. Sean Whelan, RTE News, New York.
A former member of the Irish Defence Forces has died in combat in Ukraine. The man, aged in his late 20s, was killed in combat on Thursday, where he was fighting with the Ukrainian army. He had retired from the Irish Defence Forces and was on a second term in Ukraine. The man was fatally wounded while covering his team's retreat from an area during fighting with Russian forces. The first payments of the government's fuel allowance will be made this week. The fuel allowance is given to 400,000 households to help them pay for heating during autumn and winter. Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff.
The fuel allowance was introduced in the late 1980s as a way to help pensioners and long-term social welfare recipients with heating costs over winter. More than 400,000 households are now eligible for the support, in part due to the ongoing cost of living crisis. From today, fuel allowance applicants will be entitled to receive a weekly payment of €33 for the next 28 weeks, or two payments of €462 each. In a statement confirming this year's fuel allowance plans, Minister for Social Protection Heather Humphreys said the payment will play a vital role in supporting families with their heating costs. Further information is available at www.mywelfare.ie.
The Environmental Protection Agency has called for local authorities to strongly implement the ban on the sale of smoky fuels and further boost supports for alternatives to car travel to help improve air quality. It said that while air quality in Ireland does comply with current EU standards, achieving the more stringent World Health Organization air quality targets will be very challenging. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Even though the overall level of air pollution in Ireland has reduced in recent decades and is lower than our European neighbours, the European Environment Agency says it is still contributing to 1,600 premature deaths in Ireland every year. This happens because inhaling extremely small particles of soot-like pollution over time can damage our lungs, aggravate asthma and worsen cardiovascular diseases, including heart conditions and strokes. The EPA IEA says that using less solid fuel and cleaner fuels to heat our homes, making our homes more energy efficient and reducing our use of cars to go to school, work and play will help to cut the most dangerous pollutants. It is calling for a strong inspection campaign by local authorities this winter to make sure that all retailers only stock and sell approved low emissions solid fuel.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy today with limited sunny spells. Misty in parts to begin. Patchy rain in the southeast may be slow to clear during the morning. A few scattered showers mainly across the west and north. Highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees in a light to moderate north to northwest wind.